In Noah's time, a flood of unprecedented violence submerged the ancient world. While he was building the ark, Noah announced the coming of this fearful judgment to the impenitent and unbelieving nations around him. Then the day came when God commanded him to enter the ark. Noah was 600 years old when he went into the ark with his family. He was followed by the animals that God had brought to him. Couples, male and female, of all species of land animals and birds, came to Noah to escape the flood. The door of the ark remained open for another 7 days, affording a last opportunity of salvation for rebellious mankind. Then God himself shut the door. The flood waters came from two main sources which are mentioned in the Bible. They are called the springs of the great deep and the floodgates of heaven. The ocean beds rose, underground waters burst out, and torrential rains fell on the earth. This cataclysm undid the greater part of God's work done on the earth in the beginning. The flood wiped out man, and with him the animals, reptiles, and birds, thus destroying the work of the fifth and sixth days of creation. It put an end to the work of the third day by suppressing the limits between land and sea and destroying the vegetation, while the waters that were above the firmament and the waters below, which had been separated on the second day, merged together once more. It was like a return to the first day, when the waters of the great deep covered the earth. But this time the ark was there, lifted by the flood, and bearing in its flanks the remnants of the old creation that was being kept for the new world. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, says the Bible, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and submerged the mountains to a depth of about 7 meters. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died, says Scripture. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. God, who was watching over Noah, then sent a wind over the earth, and the waters began to abate. The flood receded steadily, and at the end of 5 months the waters had gone down. The hilltops began to reappear, and the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat in Armenia. According to Psalm 104, the waters flowed over the mountains and went down into the valleys to the place God had assigned for them. It may be that the seas and oceans are deeper today than they were before the flood. 70% of the earth is still covered with water, and vast quantities of water are piled up as continents of ice in the north and south poles. When the tops of the mountains reappeared, Noah waited another 40 days. Then he opened the window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven. The bird flew to and fro, feeding on carcasses and resting on floating driftwood, but it did not go back into the ark. Then Noah sent out a dove, which soon returned to him, because it could find no resting place. Noah reached out his hand and took it into the ark. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again. In the evening the bird returned with a freshly plucked olive leaf in its beak, so Noah knew that the waters were receding and that the earth was slowly coming back to life. Noah waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to the ark. Noah waited yet another month before removing the covering from the ark. Then he saw that the surface of the ground was dry. 8 weeks later, when the ground was completely dry, the Lord told Noah to go out of the ark with his family and all the livestock. 1 year and 17 days after God had told him to go into the ark, Noah came out. The first thing he did was to build an altar to the Lord and to sacrifice burnt offerings of all the clean animals and birds. God accepted Noah's offering and promised that never again would he destroy all living creatures as he had done. "I establish my covenant with you," he said to Noah. "Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, will never cease." Next episode, A New World.